Pain in Our Head podcast contains themes of coarse language, adult themes, and the discussion of mental health themes. Some content may be emotionally challenging. If you or someone you know is at risk, please visit the description for mental health and suicide prevention contacts. Enjoy the show. Welcome to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast.
Howdy.
How's your week? Actually, I don't know how your week is. We don't have all night.
Yeah, fuck. It's been fires at work. I've been working really long hours. I did 14 hours yesterday. I'm fucking tired. I've been overheated, over smoke inhalated. I'm done. I want to get this out of the way, and I want to curl up into a fucking ball and go to bed.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were going to say have a good cry. Have a good cry. That'll make you feel better. Anyway. So,
I don't remember what I cried about last.
Yeah, who knows?
I feel like it was recently I cried.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Eh, whatever.
Who knows?
It happens weekly.
Yeah.
Cry about something.
Those are rookie numbers. You got to pump those numbers up.
how's your week?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been busy. Really good. Yeah. We're going to come into a lot of work soon, which is nice. The
flying school circus. Holidays will be coming soon.
The school holidays are coming soon. The flying birthday circus. Soon. It is your birthday soon on the 18th of September.
Good job.
Yeah. I remember that now.
Adorable.
What do you want for your birthday?
Money so I can get an old tattoo.
What's your next tattoo going to be?
I'm thinking like fucking existence is suffering or life is pain across here.
It's a good saying.
Yeah. Either that or live, laugh, toaster bath.
Yeah, that's right. You said you were going to get that.
No, I'm still wanting. And there's that rat picture. I've showed it to you before, the rat with the balloon tied around its waist and it went to smoke.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, on my way to fight God.
Yeah.
I really want that.
Once you get it's palmy, not palmer, written on your chest.
Across my forehead, it's fucking palmy. You say it's Palmer or Palmo. Yeah,
you're wrong.
Not Australian, and you're fucking wrong. Chicken palmy, because it's a Parmigiana.
Palmy. It rolls off the tongue.
Palmer. Palmo.
Palmer.
Palmer.
Very good. Palmy. Palma. Do a song about palmies.
We're tired, you can tell.
We are very tired today.
We're stupid.
So, I had to remind you of something as well. You were going to...
I was going to throw you under the bus. Yeah, with a song. Yeah.
Let's get that out of the way.
No.
Oh, it's happening at a random point in time.
It's for the music discussion.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll save that for the music discussion.
Yeah.
Well, lots to talk about today. We're chatting about the impact of trauma and adversity. What that means in terms of what it is, how it happens, and the impacts it can have on you later in life, and what are some things that you can do to, I guess, avoid the repercussions. That's the word I was looking for.
Essentially, what he's trying to say is this week we're talking about getting fucked on as a kid fucks you up as an adult.
Yeah, that's a good way to sum it up. So we'll talk about that, and then later on we're going to talk about a bit of music. So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, it's going to be good. Yeah.
I love talking about music.
I do, yeah.
I told you this, but I got told that my singing videos are cringe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, look, it's always a weird, I can't understand it when someone tells me that they're not into music. I had this situation, I can't remember where I was, what I was doing. I was trying to talk to someone and I was trying to engage in conversation.
Young guy at work. You're training a new guy at work, or you were.
I might have just been.
Are you taking him for a drive to get a big truck or something?
Or something. And I was trying to just fish a little bit of, like, you know, not information, but just.
What are you interested in?
General interests, and just try to. You're driving, like, you know, a long hours. It's a big day. And you're working side by side. There's no one else. So a little bit of social interaction can help get you through the day. Anyway, nonetheless, I always find it weird when someone says to me, "No, I don't listen to music. I don't like music." It's so hard for me to comprehend, which is fine, fair enough. Each to their own.
It's not fine, and this is the one time it's not each to their own. This is, you're fucking wrong, and your opinion sucks. If you don't like music, there is something fucking wrong with you.
Maybe it's got something to do with trauma and adversity.
No. There is a genre of music for every single person out there. There is a genre that you will go, enjoy this. This makes me happy. I want to bop along to it.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is. There is a style of music that you will enjoy. There is no one out there in the world who can be like, "I fucking don't like music." No, you're wrong. You're fucking wrong.
There's something out there. There is.
Ooh, fuck you. You fucking.
Anyway, yeah, it's fun. To their own. It doesn't. I can't compute. You know.
Yeah, no, me
it
too.
Make, like, it doesn't make sense.
I don't listen to music. It's like, ooh,
what do you mean?
What? It's like, what, you don't like? You don't always listen to music? No, I just don't listen to music. It doesn't interest me. It's like, you fucking what? Brain's just having an absolute spack attack. Like, just like fucking complete meltdown. Like, what the, like, it doesn't compute. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And then, I don't know. Interesting. Anyway, let's kick it off.
Let's kick some goals.
Let's kick it off.
Sausage rolls.
Sauce roll. From the
servo. I love sausage rolls.
Yeah, I do too. I haven't had one for a while.
Cheese and bacon sausage roll.
Cheese and bacon sausage roll. Yeah. Yep.
Fuck with that.
You know the mini sausage rolls?
Okay.
Like, they're my favorite things. You go to like a party.
No, it's the, like, it's the mini pies.
Oh, no, see, I'd go for the mini sausage rolls over the mini pies.
You and I can be definitely best friends. We get the variety packs where it's the sausage rolls and the party pies and party pies.
Great.
Because I fucking love the party pies.
I love them too, but I'm telling you right now, 9 times out of 10, I'm burning the top of my mouth.
Oh, yeah. Because you can't just, you've got to put the whole thing in.
I'm not beating around the bush. It's too good.
I'm not going to beat around the bush like a 70s porn. I'll make you wish that you'd never been born.
Listen, Esso? Hilltop Hoods. I knew it was one of those. I couldn't remember the song. Very good. Very well done. So what is this that we're talking about? You've got a deeper understanding than I do.
Try to say I had a shitter childhood than you.
No, I just, you did your research. I didn't.
Because you're probably right. like I said before, we're talking about the impact of trauma and adversity on your mental health this week, which essentially boils down to how you experienced life growing up tends to impact how you see and live your life as an adult. And unfortunately, if you have adverse childhood experiences growing up, you may struggle a little bit as an adult. So, yeah, we're using a couple of different resources tonight to discuss what that looks like and what you can kind of, like, what the impact is on a lot of people. Not everyone, obviously, that, you know, goes through adverse child experiences. They do shorten it to ACE, but I don't want to say ACE. It just sounds weird. It's
ACEs.
ACEs, yeah, I guess so.
Then, I feel like I'm picking up. Then I feel like I'm picking up the gun in PUBG.
Oh God, you fucking nerd! Shit gun, anyway.
It is. I know, but try not to pick it up. Anyway, so yeah. It could be a single experience, or it can be several experiences that are like prolonged over an extended period of time.
Yeah, so it doesn't necessarily have to mean like that, you know, you had a particularly rough childhood. It could just be that there was a significantly strong impacting once-off occurrence during your childhood that, you know, comes back to show up as, you know, PTSD or just a trigger, just can rear its head in many different ways as you go on. Doesn't necessarily mean we're saying that, you know, everyone that has mental health had bad childhoods.
No, not necessarily. And there's, from what I've read, there's a lot of different areas that it can fall under as well. So it doesn't just have to be all of these either. Like, it can have something to do with the environment, anything socially, emotionally, physically, and behavioral adaptions as well. So there's a whole heap of different categories there that trauma can fall into, and that can spark on.
It could even come down to the way you were raised being different to the way your friends were being raised, and that's given you some insecurities as an adult. Like, you know, you may have had a stricter bedtime than your friends. And then as you got older, it developed into a sleeping disorder or just.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy how it can affect you.
Yeah. Absolutely. Those, except makes me think, I don't know if this is a good example, but would it, you know, food, like eating and sugar. Like, I knew a lot of kids when I was younger, they were allowed to drink like super sugar soft drinks and all that sort of stuff, and like all the time. And that wasn't really something that I was allowed to do. And I found that when I became an adult and I had the option to do that, I thought I just went nuts with it.
Yeah.
So that's a really poor example. There's other probably 10 times better examples of that, or more serious examples. But yeah, I think that's what you're trying to say, right?
A good example. Like, and same with me. Like, when I was growing up, we didn't have much money.
Mm.
And then when I got my own job, you best bet, like, I just went out and blew my paycheck like the first fucking day of the weekend, because I got paid on a Friday. So by Saturday night, like, I chewed through my whole week's paycheck because I could.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I had money, and it was like, I've never had money like this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So,
and, you know, spending your money on impulsive purchases is unhealthy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's it. So financial problems, and then, yeah, with the eating as well, that turns into, there's several different problems when it comes around eating, especially those bad stuff, bad shit, sugar shit. So, yeah. So what about experiences then? What sort of experiences? So we touched on it at a little bit. What sort of other experiences would maybe spur this on? Yeah.
What do we got? There's a couple of things listed here that we got: witnessing domestic violence, maltreatment, abuse, social disadvantages such as racism, neglect, and other household dysfunctions. Mm-hmm. They're all quite common things, unfortunately, that people experience growing up.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's sad.
It is very sad. Yeah. There's lots of different experiences. Like, there's also
being a young death of a loved one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
during your childhood, like, you could lose a parent, you could lose a close friend. Like,
yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely. There's a really good example there. Losing a parent in childhood, and say you're maybe the elder sibling. Like the extra responsibilities that you might have had to take on as a child, after the potential death of a parent, that can be quite a big thing, because that's, you know, you're doing those things as a child and you might be stepping into sort of some adult responsibilities, and that can be quite taxing. So yeah, good example.
So with the different types of, I dropped my thing I was fiddling with. The different types of adversities and shit that we're talking about, the impact that they can have on you as you grow up, they say it's determined by four different things. And that is the type of adversity that you experience, the duration, like how long it goes for, and the timing. So like how old you are and like during what part of your development that it occurs, and then whether you've actually got a support or a strong support mechanism in place to help assist you get through it, to lessen the impact of it. Because, you know, if you go through something as a child and you're just being told, it's what it is, toughen it up, you'll get over it, and not being like explained why you feel that way or why this happened, or, you know, any number of things, like, you know, going to a fucking childhood counsel. I went to counseling as a child, like 11 years old, I think I was, when I started going and seeing a fucking counsellor.
There's a lot of services out there too, specifically for children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's definitely something that's becoming more widely known too, which is good. People are starting to understand the significance of these events, and, you know, it's not just something that you can sweep under the rug, because it does come back to bite people in the ass later on in life.
Yep.
And, you know, as someone that has BPD, a lot of people that have BPD, it's due to their childhood. So, you know,
help some kids out. They might not end up really, really fucking struggling when they're adults. Yeah. No, it's a really good point. It's really important to get a handle on these things while you're going through that at that age, or at that young age, before it gets, you know, to the adult life. And then it's sort of, what's the saying? The preventative is better than the cure.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
a good one. That's the first that you've come up with a saying.
That actually makes sense. It's only taken me 31 episodes. How about that?
Well done. Mm. Well done. I'm proud of you, son.
Thank you. Yeah, so lots of impacts then. As you've kind of mentioned, it can impact into later life. You said that a lot of people with BPD, that it can be a lot of... people with BPD can have, or could have stemmed from, those sort of things in early childhood. Then obviously there's a lot of different impacts as well. Lots of different shit. We've talked about these impacts are things like coping mechanisms that the bad ones, the ones that we want to try and avoid. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, so, which, you know, we've spoken about, and these are the sort of things that can happen because, not necessarily because of, it's more or less because those things haven't been, I guess, spoken through or talked about and understood. So those things are kind of pushed to the side and not really thought out, and that way it, what had happened has never really had a chance to be explained or understood by the person going through them or had gone through them. They were never able to work through it. So that way they lead to doing those sort of things like, you know, smoking and, you know, drinking, poor diet, unplanned pregnancies, you know, more likely to be involved in violence and all those sort of things. And the list goes on.
Yep. And another thing that the is brought up too is the, toxic stress that can toxic come stress. From it. And the term toxic stress is talking about your body's prolonged and intense reaction to stresses, especially during your formative years. And so essentially what it's saying is that there's kind of only so much your body can handle when it comes to stress. And in your formative years, it's not that flash. And being exposed to increased amounts of stress for prolonged amounts of times or at a heightened level of stress, like a higher intensity of it, it has the tendency to reduce your ability to cope with stress as an adult. So essentially kind of wear yourself out before you get to the big shit. And once you get to an adult and you start getting hit with, you know, life, you're at a reduced capacity to handle it. And that's where a lot of mental health issues start to show up. Due to your inability to handle a lot of people may consider a standard situation or not a complex situation, but due to your reduced capacity stemming from your childhood adversity, you may not be able to handle things as well as other people and start having breakdowns.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. So, like, challenges and things like that. So, adult life challenges. You haven't had the opportunity to relieve a lot of the prior stress of those challenges earlier in life. When you do get to these other challenges in adult life, yes, it's all built up, and you get forced into a breakdown rather than being able to work through that challenge. So it's interesting. Now thinking about it, like thinking about what we've read and what we're sort of talking about, I kind of think back to some moments where I'm like, there's some challenges that I've had or faced in my adult life where I'm kind of like, I probably should have been, there's no reason why I shouldn't have been able to overcome that. But if it's been a similar situation from something when I was younger and the way it was dealt with back then, I sort of got to it now and it sort of brought up old feelings and emotions, and I kind of was just able to, I just spiraled out of control when it got to that situation because it wasn't handled with, you know, all those years ago. So it makes sense.
And another interesting thing that it brings up, something that we haven't actually spoken about on the podcast very much at all, is the neurobiology associated with mental health. And I don't think we brought it up ever.
I don't think so.
Which we probably should have. It's pretty important. I think I touched a little bit, like very, very vaguely during the BPD by saying that, you know, due to my BPD, I don't think or react the way other people react. And you know, there's actually a reason behind that. And this kind of goes into it by explaining that during stress, your brain responds differently and releases a large amount of neurotransmitters like cortisol and adrenaline. And that affects your whole body and your neural pathways. And so going through these stresses a lot at any point in your life, but especially during your formative years, can change the way your brain responds to stress or, you know, traumatic experiences, anything out of the ordinary, essentially. And sometimes even the ordinary, it will change and impact the way you respond to these things a lot of the time negatively. And so, like, chronic trauma can change the way you respond to fear by making it hyperactive. And so what that saying is essentially, where a normal person may find something frightening, you may have a full-blown panic attack and freeze up on the spot and piss your pants.
Because, like when I see a spider.
Really? Can we get spider tattoos? Like hyper-realistic?
No. Oh.
Imagine a big fucking red back on your hand.
Nah. See, childhood trauma.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Hey?
What happened?
Oh, God, I don't remember now. It's very deep. But, yeah, that's where my fear comes from.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry, go on.
So, yeah, it can also change the way your prefrontal cortex works, which handles reasoning and impulse control. So becoming exposed to stress for prolonged amounts of times can suppress that, which, you know, if your reasoning and impulse control has been suppressed, then you're going to make some bad choices and you're going to do some stupid shit.
So that can affect your memory and learning as well, can't it?
Yes, that's the hippocampus. If that's impacted during your formative years, you may find it's disruptive during your high school years and during adult life. You may not be able to concentrate as much. And all of these things combined leads to a higher chance of PTSD, CPTSD, anxiety, depression, BPD, and it's concerning. It makes you, like, especially as a parent, it's like, you know, you really stop and think, like, man, because, you know, you would have had the same shit, like, growing up. It's like, you know, how many times did you hear, like, oh, you'll get over it? It's like explaining a situation or going into, like, you know, why do you think you feel like this? Like, why do you think that happened? And it's like, oh, you'll be right. You'll get over it.
Yeah, well, it's sort of that training the brain, isn't it, to understand how to work through those particular feelings or challenges or scenarios. And leaving it undone is just, well, this is what happens, I guess, is it can turn into these sort of things later on in life where we can't handle those sort of things and we can't work through those problems. And because of that, that's what then puts us into those, like you just said, you know, anxiety, depression, et cetera, and all those other great mental health things that we've spoken about.
Yep. So how do we reduce the impact as an adult?
Reduce it.
I've talked a lot. It's your turn.
Yeah, I've talked a lot, but you're very, been very informative in this topic. Not because, not for any reason. I just feel like you're very interested in this topic, maybe a little passionate as well. So I just, it's the information comes off better from you, in my opinion. So, yeah. Reducing the impact. Well, it is hard to avoid when you're a child.
Yes, it is.
But I did read somewhere that it's important to have a lot of adults around that you can feed off of. And so, you know, I guess that's an important part, apparently. But again, it is it's not easy to avoid. But as adults, various ways that we can start to heal and rewire our brain. We've spoken about cognitive behavioral therapy before.
CBT and DBT.
Yep.
Both, you know, highly recommended things for BPD.
Yep. So the idea is, and correct me if I'm wrong, it allows you to reframe the past. It allows you to find a new kind of some new healthy coping strategies to manage those past events. Working through those past things.
Essentially, yeah. It's like going back through. I was going to say childhood, but it's just your history. It's going back through like certain parts of your life that may have been quite impactful, and kind of looking into them and understanding how that situation came around and how it affected you, and at the same time not re-traumatizing you and making you horribly relive the experience. It's a very healthy, self-aware kind of approach to find the positives in the negatives.
And as we always say, Christian, there are always positives from the negatives.
As you're talking, you can feel yourself going towards something. I knew where I was going, and I was like, this motherfucker, he's going to fucking love this.
The glass is half full. Get that on your chest. The glass is half full. That's what I'm getting. That's my first tattoo.
It's half empty, you cunt.
That's my first tattoo. I'm going to get the glasses half full, Christian.
Nah.
Yeah, that's it. That's my first tattoo. I've decided.
Just get a glass with like a half line and that's it.
No, just don't explain.
No.
That's enough explanation.
Yep.
Okay.
Anyway. So yeah, essentially it's just reducing the impact is as simple or as difficult as you want to make it, but it's going back through and trying to understand what happened, why it happened, how it affected you, and trying not to let it have such an impact on your life as an adult.
Yeah.
Like we said before, you're a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. Probably not a good idea to do it yourself. Yourself either. I just want to throw that out there.
Do not recommend that.
We definitely recommend doing this with someone or a support network with some people that you trust. Is definitely the way to go. No, that's where those support groups work. That's kind of what they do, isn't it? Like a lot of them that have, you know, they go through that. And it kind of allows you to break it apart and, yeah, in a safe space. So very important. Don't do it by yourself. Have a friend. Phone a friend. Phone a friend. I love that saying.
It's always fun when a friend helps you.
There's something you said to me the other day, and I had me going, like, after I listened to your voice note, I was like, man, I love that saying. I can't remember what it was for the life of me, but
no. I don't know. I send so many voice notes.
It'll come back to me. Who knows? Anyway.
Kind of all I've got to say about it.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I was going to say any last final thoughts on it, but
I do have one final thought.
Okay, great.
And it's a reflection upon the current state of adults supporting children. And I think we are doing really fucking well compared to when I grew up.
Yeah, look, I can't. No, I can, because I've spent some time working with children. Well, it's some of my jobs or jobs that I've had in the past recently, still at the moment as well. And I think we are. I think we're heading in a much better direction. I even do some work with children who have different what's a really good way to put this? Just have things like who have special requirements. I'm going to say that. Who have special requirements that need a little bit of extra, I guess, attention and care around the way you interact with them. So, and I think that's come a long way as well, definitely since I was also going through school and things like that. So I think that's really important, and it makes a huge difference.
It's like the old boomers. Back in my day, we didn't have autism or ADHD. It's like, yes, you fucking did. You just had a whole generation of undiagnosed people with it who struggled their whole fucking life, and you thought they were just weird.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Old mate who really liked to build model trains down the street. He wasn't doing okay. gosh. Poor John.
Don't say John. Kim's got, like, my ex-wife, Kim, she's got this friend, his name's John, and he is fucking obsessed with trains and model trains. I'm not even sure he's on the spectrum. We're not saying that everyone on the spectrum is obsessed with trains. It's just a fucking generalization. It's a meme at this point. Like, it's like, do you really like dinosaurs? Maybe autistic.
I like dinosaurs. So,
I fucking love dinosaurs. What's your favorite dinosaur?
Oh yeah, we haven't done this. Oh yeah.
I asked you first.
Yeah, no, now I've got to think of the name. Oh look, just a velociraptor, to be honest, and boring and basic.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Yeah. Yep.
I used to be obsessed with a Deinonychus.
Yeah, okay.
Which is a type of raptor, but they've got like the really big fucking hook talons, and they jump on and like fuck,
latch on.
Yeah, but it's a Spinosaurus.
Raiders.
Fucking sick.
I used to really like the Triceratops as well. Oh, they're cool. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Good. Nice chat.
Yeah, it was a good one. Mm. It was pretty serious.
We hope you learned something. Because I definitely did.
That's because I'm like, fuck, heck, I think you fucking did.
Well, I definitely did today. Yeah, it was good. Thank you. Yes, well, anyway, thanks for listening. We're going to have a quick break, and then we're going to chat about some music, and Christian is going to throw me under the bus. Can't wait for that.
The Pain in Our Head podcast is proudly sponsored by Music Magic Co. and Brisbane rock band The Flying Circus. Visit the links in the podcast description for more information. Back to the show.
Welcome back to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. Thanks for listening this week. We've been talking about the impact of trauma and diversity. We had a very serious chat. We didn't really fuck around at all in the first part of this, so we're going to spend the next 10-20 minutes fucking around now. Please feel free to also visit our social media pages. I've been lazy, and there has not been much going on, but we are on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. Obviously, if you're watching this, you're probably watching this on YouTube. If you're watching it somewhere else, I'd be very concerned.
Who the fuck's going to steal our shit?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I was going to say, we've got a few new followers on TikTok too, so that's awesome. So shout out to you guys, whoever are following us on TikTok. We're getting likes or something. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, you get likes and then you get new followers, or they can favorite your video if they really it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll do that. Anyway, let's chat about some music and round this episode off today. So, I've been waiting.
It's not bad. Like,
oh, no, I just am excited.
Okay. Well, I was thinking when I was, you know, shower thoughts.
How good are shower thoughts?
Oh, right. Right. I fucking, you think so well. I love a good shower thought.
Yeah.
You come up with some fucked up shit in the shower too, though. Anyway, I was thinking, I was like, you know, tonight's topic is obviously about mental health and your childhood. And I thought to myself, like, I don't have a song for tonight. And I was like, well, what's a song from my childhood that has, like, you know, it's like stuck in my head since being a little kid? Like, what's something, like a song that's like, doesn't necessarily have to impact me greatly, but just you may have a really strong memory or just a tie to that song. And I was like, that could be pretty good.
That's interesting. Nice. That's a good one. What'd you come up with?
So the one that popped straight into my head, like just instantly, as soon as I thought of the topic, the first thing that popped into my head was Heaven is a Place on Earth. That's Belinda Carlisle.
Yep. I think you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I remember I don't even remember where we'd gone. I just remember that we'd gone on like a family outing and I was in the car with my grandma. I feel like it was a family outing. And for some reason I was in the car with grandma and, or maybe I was just going somewhere with grandma. I don't quite remember what the situation was, but anyway, it was with grandma. That song came on. I thought it was the best song I'd ever heard. And grandma was singing along to it, and it was just a fucking ripper of a time. And to this day, I still love that song. I absolutely love that song, and I'm absolutely here for all the fucking remixes that have been popping up lately.
Oh.
Because it's a banger of a song.
It's a good song. Yeah. Reminds me of American Pie 3.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's in that. And for some reason, whenever I hear it, I think of American Pie 3.
I think of grandma in her blue Hyundai XL.
Nice. Yeah, you have to roll those windows up.
There's a manual.
Those are the days.
She had like sheepskin like seat coverings too.
Oh, that was the thing back then. Yeah. Oh, we're so soft.
But yeah, no, it was nice. I was like, yeah, that was just the first thing that popped into my head was that song.
Great thought. Yeah, okay.
Did you say like when I mentioned the topic, was there anything that like instantly popped into your head?
Yeah, absolutely. A whole album, actually. Yeah, Maroon 5, Songs About Jane.
Yeah.
When we were younger, we used to travel.
This shows the age gap.
It does, hey?
Yeah.
Although that came out, that was one of their like early albums. Like, it's early 2000s.
I was... 2000, like, I remember, like, Y2K fear.
Oh, yeah.
And I was, like, at the end of primary school. I was, like, year 6 or 7, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I think I graduated in 2006 from high school.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Your early 2000s. Like, I was probably a teenager.
Probably.
Anyway,
Maroon 5, Songs About Jane, that whole album. We used to listen to it coming back from, it reminds me of the traveling in the car. Yep. Whenever we had a long, like, travel, wherever we were heading to, for some reason, that CD was put on, and I used to love the shit out of it. We used to sing to all the songs, and don't know why, but yeah, still do like one of the songs on that album. Yeah, well, all of them, but I couldn't even tell you what the songs were on that album anymore. I've got to look it up now, but yeah, songs about Jane, Rune 5. And when did it come out? That 2002. Yeah, like, oh yeah, Harder to Breathe, This Love, She Will Be Loved, Sunday Morning. Oh,
God,
yeah. That's when Maroon 5 was good. Yeah, anyway. So, yeah, no, that's what I thought about. Nice topic. Yeah, that's interesting to think about.
Yeah, well, like after I thought about that song, like with Grandma, there's a couple of other songs that popped into my head. Like I remember, I'm going to get this wrong. I don't remember the order of the band or song because it could be either way. It's Moscow by Genghis Khan.
Oh, okay. I think I've heard that.
Oh, Moscow. Anyway, me and my best mate Joel, we like made up our own lyrics to it. I can't remember the lyrics, but we made up our own lyrics to it and had a jolly old time one night. We were having a sleepover. And we spent like hours listening to this song.
It's amazing. That's good. Yeah. The only other thing that popped in my head was Someday by Nickelback.
That's a good song. That is a fucking good song.
That's my first, the first song I ever did karaoke to. And I was like 6 years old.
Well done. Yeah. I didn't do karaoke until I was... Oh, I think I did karaoke with my mum when I was with Sarah. So that would have been somewhere between like 18 and 23, 24, somewhere between those years. I was old enough to go to the pub. So she's got her best friend, Sandy. She would run karaoke. And mum would go, that was her like blow off steam. She'd go do karaoke and get on to piss with her girlfriends.
Yeah, okay.
I went along and did some karaoke sometimes. I don't even remember what songs I sang back then because that was before I was like, maybe I do sound okay when I sing. So I was very shy about it. But I couldn't tell you. I feel like I did that Savage Garden song.
Oh, there,
I Want You?
Yeah. I think you're right. I think that's what it's called.
It's I Want You.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I did that with Mum. Because we used to have Sing Star as well.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a fucking, that was a family thing. That was like Star. Me, mum, sisters all fucking getting along and smashing out some Sing Star.
Oh, yeah. What would I do on that? I would do, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Yeah.
Oh my God. Mum used to make me duet with her. That fucking Nick Cave song. They call me the Wild Rose. Something like that.
Not ringing a bell.
Yeah, I feel like Kylie Minogue did it with him.
Okay.
Where the Wild Roses Grow by Nick Cave.
Oh, yes. Okay. That sounds familiar.
I remember that was on Sing Star. And so, Mum and I would duet that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Sing Star.
I'm going to add that song to my fucking iTunes now so that I can listen to it tomorrow. And then I'll sing it to you.
Yeah, I'll add it to the playlist. It's interesting though, like thinking about all those things. Like I must about. I've always been a performer. Must have always been, right?
Yeah.
So like, you know, you just, it's just something that you just are. You don't realize it until you're older, and then you look back on things of like that you did when you were like, you know, a child. So it's like doing karaoke when I was six because I wanted to get up there and sing that song. I also did like performances in like my primary school years, which I've forgotten about.
I was in the Rock of Stedford.
The what, sorry?
The Rock of Stedford.
The fuck is the Rock of Stedford?
They might have stopped it before you got to high school.
Hmm.
So it was a thing, the Rock of Stedford. How do you even describe it? You'd pick a theme.
Right.
And you'd come up with like a performance to it. And so the year that I did it, it was for everyone. Like anyone could join it. So it was year 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. And ours was that massive devastation that went through New Orleans.
Right.
And so we did a performance that like kind of like highlighted the culture of like New Orleans, like Mardi Gras.
Okay.
And like during like one of the transitions, there was like a big cyclone-y thing that came through, and yeah, it was fucking sick. I got to dress up as a skeleton, like I had a full skeleton suit and face paint.
Okay. We
like a dance thing.
I remember it now, but we had it in primary school. So I was just reading about it. So the Rockestford,
Stedford.
Stedford. The Rockestford Stedford Challenge is also known as the Australian Rock Challenge. It was an Australian dance and drama challenge. It was a government funded for government funded high schools. It was active between 1980 and 2012.
Yep.
So I started high school in 2010 or 2009, something like that. So it would have been there, but I remember it from primary school. In 2004, the event for primary school students was started called J-Rock.
Yeah.
I remember doing a few of those.
Yeah.
So.
That was fun.
Yeah. Anywhere between 10 and 120 students on stage.
Yep.
Yeah, wow. Huh.
Yeah, we went to Brisbane and fucking danced our hearts off.
Yeah, excellent. That was a great initiative.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't think they do it anymore, but completely forgot about that. Yeah, it's interesting to just think back on all that sort of stuff that we're exposed to. Yeah. I remember doing a performance of Bad Day in like grade 3.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I reckon there's probably some film out there somewhere. I'd have to try and get my hands on it. I think there's me dancing to Gummy Bears. Remember the Gummy Bears song?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm a gummy bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear.
Yep. I was trying to see if there was any YouTube of the Rock of Stedford.
There's a YouTube for the Rock of Stedford archives.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so they might have some stuff in it.
Yeah. Anyway.
No, that's cool. There's only one other song from my childhood that I completely forgot about and just remembered a couple of minutes ago. The World Ain't Slowing Down by Ellis Paul. I would listen to that on repeat when I was younger. Like, just repeat. Loved that song. I'm going to add it to the playlist because I'd really like to listen to it again. Really great song. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll have to sing it for you. Really good song.
Cool.
Very cool. Yeah.
Ellis Paul. I'm happy.
Like the guitars. Excellent.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
We came second place.
Did ya?
Yeah.
Wow. Second place. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Right.
Hmm.
I found like YouTube of the
for the archives.
National TV special. I think an all boys school won that year.
Oh, okay.
Let's see if you can see my stupid face on there now.
I can't wait to have a look at this. Did you ever do like? Did you ever do choir when you were in school?
Yeah, in primary school, I did choir.
You didn't? Yeah. I think we won a few competitions when I was in primary school.
I feel like I had a CD with it on there for fucking ages, but yeah, I don't know where the fuck that went. Good times.
Interesting.
I really enjoyed it. I'm kind of bummed they stopped doing it.
Yeah. Interesting.
I'm hidden behind the other people. Damn it.
Is that because...
Oh, I got like a really cool...
You were short back then, you're still short now.
There was four of us dressed up as skeletons for like... For our Mardi Gras float was like the voodoo, the voodoo culture of New Orleans, because like that's another big thing you think of when you think of New Orleans, is like the voodoo.
Yeah,
and so we all four of us guys were like dressed like full skeleton outfits, like big face paint. We had these like massive big signs with like fucking like tribal like masks on them, and we like ran right up to the front of the stage, this big jump, and we're like, yeah. And, I was hoping that'd be on there because that was cool. The amount of times I fell off the fucking stage in rehearsal. It wasn't the only one. I wasn't the only one. It was slippery. And, like, you know, you're full fucking, like, you know, just... more energy. And you're like, fucking, you're coming for the front of the stage. You big fucking jump through the air. You land and you just slide. Or you overpower your jump and you just go fucking, you!
It happens. I slipped out of the back of the truck this week. Did I tell you about that?
Yeah, you did. I give you a hint, though. It was a 5-foot fucking stage. So when you mistime your jump and you just clear fucking yeeted off the edge, that was a long way to fall. But yes, say, you did tell me about...
You'll be right.
You'll be right.
I bet you got that. That's great. It's great. I need you to tell us what we're going to do next week, unless you want me to put on the deep voice again for the second week in a row.
I didn't even listen to how that came through.
It came up pretty good. I don't know. If you listened to last week's episode, or if you haven't, go to the end of last week's episode, and you can hear me put on a really deep voice. Not doing it deliberately. Oh, what are we doing next week?
We could totally do phobias and mental health next week.
Oh, damn it. Next week, we're going to do phobias and mental health. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. And we're going to see you next week.
Incy Wincy Smile.
Get fucked. See you next week. It's okay. Not be okay. Bye.
Bye.